Good evening again, my friends. On this Sunday evening, this is Kunita, and I bring you greetings in the name of our risen Lord, and I welcome you to this special edition, I guess, of an Eventide devotional. You know, sometimes, some days, my heart just overflows and bubbles up in the joy and the love in the presence of Almighty God. And my soul just has to burst forth in song. Songs of praise and glory, in worship and love and adoration of the living one who means so very much in my own life and in yours as well. So I ask you to join with me now as I sing out to him in my own way through the verse that he has laid upon my heart and allowed to flow through my mind and my pen. Come with me now and share my joys and my love for the living God. When we say eternity flows around this bank or that shoal of time, men know what we mean. Heart answers unto heart, and silently in each heart lies that solemn thought. Forever. With vivid flashes of life and truth, his words invade our darkness, rousing us with the sharp stings of his light, to will our waking, to arise from death, and cry aloud for the fires of dawn, which he alone can give. Do you remember, my friend, the infancy of this sublime and celestial greatness? Those pure and virgin apprehensions, inexpressibly rare and delightful, that we shared from the beginning? And that divine light wherein we were birthed and bathed? We could see the living wonder of all creation by the gift of God. They attend to us still. By his favor, we remember them till now. This play of life is a snowflake on the pond, a moment white, then gone forever. Yea, without the wine, there is but the empty cup. Tears falling on the icy brow of death cannot redeem the years. Flowers on the grave cast no backward fragrance over weary days. Each small fragment, cupfuls of time in which our years come upon us, are buds of being, seed times of a sort, unto eternity. A serene apocalypse in the hands of a loving God. The Lamb, my friends, is of another spirit from the multitude that tread upon the courts of the Lord. He has seen that of which they have only heard, the journey he takes is not on his feet, but in his heart. He walks with God in the garden of his own soul. And as the morning dew loses itself in the blossom of the rose, he is drawn in, softly absorbed, into the wonders, the absolute, beautiful, glorious wonders of infinite love. Infinite love must have boundless places wherein to utter and show itself, filling all eternity. Yet it is expressed even in the smallest step, by making me able in every moment to love him. For who have I but thee, O Lord? In the day when I cried, you answered and strengthened me with thine own hand. Thou art as new wine unto my soul, and thy righteousness is as sweet honey unto my lips. Morning, morning by morning, comes the sunrise with thy tender glories in its warm rosy light and the blushing heavens. As heavy eyes open to behold thy face in all righteousness, my whole heart sings. For when I awake, I am still with thee. Amen. Praise Almighty God. Amen. I thank you, my friends, for taking this small journey with me tonight, a journey of praise, of love, and adoration. The music you heard throughout the podcast, as always, was provided by Zeph and Trish Daniel. It's called The Presence. Zeph's music can be found at ReverbNation/ZedJaw.com. And Zeph's unified site is ZephDaniel.podbean.com. As we close tonight, I would leave you in the atmosphere of prayer, seeking the heights a loving God and the presence always in your life, the peace, the love, and the joy that only his Spirit can bring. Amen. Until the next time, my friends, good night.